I spot Mandy peering down from the outside dining area of the inn. My stomach does some weird thing where it feels light and fuzzy. I lift my arm in a wave, and she softly smiles, raising her hand. I put my camera away and walk up the steep hill to the inn. "Hey," I say to Mandy when I'm close enough. She crosses her arms and leans over the railing.
"Hey.
I've missed you the last couple times I've stayed at the inn.
Sorry, I had some family things come up."
I want to believe her, but I'm not sure I do. The last time we spoke was when Stacy met me here. The women at the table next to us kept giving us both an evil glare as though I'd offended them. "I wanted to talk to you about something. Hang tight up there." I walk steadily to the door, checking my watch to make sure I have enough time before I have to go see my grandma. Once I'm in the restaurant, I spot Mandy talking to a couple. I take the time to admire her without her knowing. During the long winter months, Mandy's face kept popping up in my head, especially late at night. She was like my sunshine, bringing light to the perpetual darkness. Her smile is contagious. She has one of those smiles that makes you want to make her laugh. Sort of half smirk, half smile. To see her pink lips part and her long red hair fall back over her shoulders and know that you're responsible for making someone so beautiful laugh feels about as good as it gets. But although my attraction to Mandy was instant and I feel as if I know her, it's absurd because we've only shared one night together. There's a lot working against us. My job being number one and her job being number two. I can't imagine living in the town next to Graywall. It's way too close to my parents, and you can't just up and move an inn that you own. She says her goodbyes and walks toward me. Her head is always held high, her back straight. I find her confidence appealing.
"Sorry, they come every year and I missed checking them in. Wanted to check up on them."
I shake my head. "No problem. You have to work." I stuff my hands in my pockets. "I just wanted to explain about Stacy."
"Stacy?"
She raises her eyebrows. "The woman who met me here in the restaurant that day, she's just a friend." She's quick to wave me off.
"That's none of my business, Noah."
"Still, I'd ask you to sit with me. She told me she was running late and I was hoping to catch a few moments with you before she arrived." A small blush creeps up her neck, and it only spurs me to keep divulging the truth. "Then she came, and I'm not sure, but... were the three women sitting next to me, were they your sisters or something? I couldn't figure out why they kept giving me looks." Her shoulders fall.
"Yes, and ignore them. They believe in fairy tales. Expected your white horse to be tied up outside."
Does that mean Mandy's been talking about me as much as I've been thinking about her? I can't help the thrill that runs through me with that thought. She leans in closer, looking around.
"But I'm not that kind of woman.